Today's reading begins in Isaiah chapter 19. Isaiah chapter 19. An oracle concerning Egypt. Behold, the Lord is riding on a swift cloud and comes to Egypt. The idols of Egypt will tremble at his presence, and the heart of the Egyptians will melt within them. And I will stir up Egyptians against Egyptians, and they will fight, each against another, and each against his neighbor, city against city, kingdom against kingdom. And the spirit of the Egyptians within them will be emptied out, and I will confound their counsel. And they will inquire of the idols, and the sorcerers, and the mediums, and the necromancers. And I will give over the Egyptians into the hand of a hard master, and a fierce king will rule over them, declares the Lord God of hosts. And the waters of the sea will be dried up, and the river will be dry and parched, and its canals will become foul, and the branches of Egypt's Nile will diminish and dry up, reeds and rushes will rot away. There will be bare places by the Nile, on the brink of the Nile, and all that is sown by the Nile will be parched, will be driven away, and will be no more. The fishermen will mourn and lament all who cast a hook in the Nile, and they will languish who spread nets on the water. The workers in combed flax will be in despair, and the weavers of white cotton. Those who are the pillars of the land will be crushed, and all who work for pay will be grieved. The princes of Zoan are utterly foolish. The wisest counselors of Pharaoh give stupid counsel. How can you say to Pharaoh, I am a son of the wise, a son of ancient kings? Where are your wise men? Let them tell you, that they might know what the Lord of hosts has purposed against Egypt. The princes of Zoan have become fools, and the princes of Memphis are deluded. Those who are the cornerstones of her tribes have made Egypt stagger. The Lord has mingled within her a spirit of confusion, and they will make Egypt stagger in all its deeds, as a drunken man staggers in his vomit. And there will be nothing for Egypt that head or tail, palm branch or reed may do. In that day the Egyptians will be like women, and tremble with fear before the hand that the Lord of hosts shakes over them. And the land of Judah will become a terror to the Egyptians. Everyone to whom it is mentioned will fear because of the purpose that the Lord of hosts has purposed against them. In that day there will be five cities in the land of Egypt that speak the language of Canaan, and swear allegiance to the Lord of hosts. One of these cities will be called the City of Destruction. In that day there will be an altar to the Lord in the midst of the land of Egypt, a pillar to the Lord and its border. It will be a sign and a witness to the Lord of hosts in the land of Egypt. When they cry to the Lord because of oppressors, he will send them a savior and defender and deliver them. And the Lord will make himself known to the Egyptians, and the Egyptians will know the Lord in that day, and worship with sacrifice and offering, and they will make vows to the Lord and perform them. And the Lord will strike Egypt, striking and healing, and they will return to the Lord, and he will listen to their pleas for mercy and heal them. In that day there will be a highway from Egypt to Assyria, and Assyria will come into Egypt, and Egypt into Assyria, and the Egyptians will worship with the Assyrians. In that day Israel will be the third with Egypt and Assyria, a blessing in the midst of the earth, whom the Lord of hosts has blessed, saying, Blessed be Egypt my people, and Assyria the work of my hands, and Israel my inheritance. In the year that the commander-in-chief, who was sent by Sargon the king of Assyria, came to Ashdod and fought against it and captured it, at that time the Lord spoke by Isaiah the son of Amoz, saying, Go and loose the sackcloth from your waist, and take off your sandals from your feet. And he did so, walking naked and barefoot. Then the Lord said, As my servant Isaiah has walked naked and barefoot for 3 years, as a sign and a portent against Egypt and Cush, so shall the king of Assyria lead away the Egyptian captives and the Cushite exiles, both the young and the old, naked and barefoot, with buttocks uncovered, the nakedness of Egypt. Then they shall be dismayed and ashamed because of Cush their hope and of Egypt their boast. And the inhabitants of this coastland will say in that day, Behold, this is what has happened to those in whom we hoped and to whom we fled for help to be delivered from the king of Assyria. And how shall we escape? The Oracle Concerning the Wilderness of the Sea. As whirlwinds in the Negev sweep on, it comes from the wilderness, from a terrible land. A stern vision is told to me. The traitor betrays, and the destroyer destroys. Go up, O Elam, lay siege, O Media. All the sighing she has caused I bring to an end. Therefore my loins are filled with anguish. Pangs have seized me, like the pangs of a woman in labor. I am bowed down so that I cannot hear. I am dismayed so that I cannot see. My heart staggers. Horror has appalled me. The twilight I longed for has been turned for me into trembling. They prepare the table, they spread the rugs, they eat, they drink. Arise, O princes, oil the shield. For thus the Lord said to me, Go, set a watchman, let him announce what he sees. When he sees riders, horsemen in pairs, riders on donkeys, riders on camels, let him listen diligently, very diligently. Then he who saw cried out, Upon a watchtower I stand, O Lord, continually by day, and at my post I am stationed whole nights. And behold, here come riders, horsemen in pairs. And he answered, Fallen, fallen is Babylon, and all the carved images of her gods he has shattered to the ground. O my threshed and winnowed one, what I have heard from the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I announce to you. The Oracle Concerning Duma. One is calling to me from Seir, Watchman, what time of the night? Watchman, what time of the night? The watchman says, Morning comes, and also the night. If you will inquire, inquire, come back again. The Oracle Concerning Arabia. In the thickets in Arabia you will lodge, O caravans of Dedanites. To the thirsty bring water, meet the fugitive with bread, O inhabitants of the land of Tema. For they have fled from the swords, from the drawn sword, from the bent bow, and from the press of battle. For thus the Lord said to me, Within a year, according to the years of a hired worker, all the glory of Kedar will come to an end, and the remainder of the archers of the mighty men of the sons of Kedar will be few, for the Lord, the God of Israel, has spoken. So in our reading today, we've got several of these oracles, these prophecies that are handed down. The first one, and the longest one, is Egypt. God's people have had a strange relationship with Egypt up to this point, all the way back to Joseph in Egypt, when he was able to store up by the will of the Lord those things that would help to save his people, and they moved down to Egypt. But then, as they grew larger, became slaves to Egypt. The Lord rescues them from Egypt, delivering those plagues against Egypt in order to get them free. Guides them and guards them as they make their exodus. And even after all of that, later on in time, when they need allies, they would turn to Egypt again. They would turn to them for horsemen, for chariots, for horses. They would turn to them with a treaty, thinking that Egypt would save them, but they were never able to save them. God has not overlooked nor forgotten Egypt in these matters. He says that the Lord is riding on a swift cloud coming to Egypt. Not only does this depict God being above and God being swift, but it also is a jab at idols that were said to ride clouds. So he comes to Egypt in fury and in splendor of the one true God. He says he's going to stir them up so that they will fight against each other. And the waters which are needed for them to be able to grow and to live, those waters are going to be dried up. They're going to become foul. The workers are going to be in despair. The cotton is not going to be woven anymore. It says the princes are foolish. They think that they're wise, but they have no wise men to interpret things for them. They will become nothing. On the flip side, it says that the Egyptians will tremble with fear before the hand that the Lord of hosts shakes over them, and that the land of Judah will become a terror to the Egyptians. He says that five cities will swear allegiance to the Lord of hosts, one of those being called the City of Destruction. Verse 23 indicates the Assyrian dominance, and then verse 24 again points out Judah's position in the world at that point. Then there is Egypt and Cush mentioned in chapter 20. You have this depiction of Isaiah walking naked and barefoot for 3 years as a sign against Egypt and Cush, that they will be carried away naked and barefoot, uncovered. They'll be dismayed. They'll be ashamed. They'll be humiliated. Chapter 21 says an oracle concerning the wilderness of the sea. This is considered to be Babylon, even though we have this vague language here, because you get down to verse 9 and it says, Fallen, fallen is Babylon, and all the carved images of her gods he has shattered to the ground. Then there likewise is one concerning Duma and Arabia, very short ones, but still they are there. And then it ends, our reading ended with, Within a year, according to the years of a hired worker, All the glory of Kedar will come to an end. The remainder of the archers of the mighty men of the sons of Kedar will be few, for the Lord, the God of Israel, has spoken. These things will come to pass shortly, is what he's saying. Kedar is the northern region of Arabia. This is where the descendants of Ishmael were living. That completes our reading for today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.